Today on Media Litter Sandwich,
we talk about whitewashing and culture bending
with our guest from Whatever Talk, Whatever Anime Talk, Whatever Talking to Himself, Whatever. He's not on Pod Bros, John Bruski. Can you look at his podcast and check it out? Welcome to episode 40 of Media Litter Sandwich. Today with me is Will from
AllAboutWilliam.com.
And Donnie from
Whatever Talk Podcast.
And Whatever What?
Whatever Talk
Podcast. Yeah, you got like five whatevers.
I'm gonna let me run it down. Whatever Talk Podcast, Whatever Talking to Myself, Whatever Talk Gaming, and Whatever Talk Anime. And still in under construction is Whatever Talk Top 5.
And you can't see him, but his son's actually here. And I just give me a nod, thumbs up, thumbs down. Do you ever get sick of hearing him say whatever? Yeah.
Like, I'm in my room. They out there. They still can hear me over the vents, but hey, show business. You got to deal with it.
Yeah, everybody goes, yeah, whatever. It's whatever. Oh. How many times can you say whatever in a sentence? Anyway,
very, very easy.
I'm Scotty Miley, better known as Toden, from Toden.com and YouTube.com/ToadenK. And you talked about this in one of your podcasts. Actually, you touch on it a lot in Whatever Talk. We're talking about movies and huge controversy right now. It's been for quite a while. Whitewashing, when you take a character that's traditionally another color and you turn them white. And the controversy's come up again with Hollywood doing more anime movies. I mean, of course, with other movies.
You're right, though. Hollywood is... y'all. No.
And, you know, lately the controversy has been with, like, Ghost in the Shell. The Netflix is doing Death Note.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was the Doctor Strange thing. But, of course, there's a large history of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know. How do we separate that? What's your initial thoughts when you hear something like this?
Well, we had a little conversation, me and you, mm-hmm. before this, and just the straightforward answer is, so what? Like, why? As long as the actor, mm-hmm. or character is being portrayed right, well, excluding the actual ethnicity,
right.
of that character, as long as it's been at right, you getting entertained by this character, then what's wrong with it? I do understand to a certain extent, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, it's kind of like what do you expect? It's an Asian anime,
mm-hmm.
or an Asian creation. It's kind of like, well, I would expect to see an Asian, even if it's coming to the States. You know, it's kind of like what they did with Dragon Ball Evolution. Have you seen that?
Unfortunately, yes.
Same here. I am. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry bringing this back into the limelight.
Well, who decided to do that to Piccolo? To Piccolo.
Yes.
Piccolo does not look like Piccolo.
He likes somebody from Hellraiser. Mm-hmm. But... It's similar to that. It's like that was just straight terrible. But if they are doing a good job at entertaining you,
okay. So what would be a good example of a movie that entertained you that did something similar?
Daredevil.
Okay.
Kingpin was played by Michael Clark Duncan, which. Wait.
Now, is that considered whitewashing, though? Because we see more...
Okay, we're blackwashing.
Right. See, I never heard that term, really. That's a term that we don't hear. Now, here's a term that I don't know if it's new or not. It was called culture bending. It's when they change the character's ethnicity to give them a deeper sense of a culture.
Yeah. That's what I get. Okay. That's what I use. Okay, you could use that towards, mm-hmm. Daredevil. How about Last Airbender?
Well, Aang. They created the cultures in that movie, so I don't think you can.
But Aang, though, Is it Aang or Aang?
I think it's Aang.
I think it depends who you talk to.
Aang? Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was Aang in the anime.
Okay, well, yeah. Aang, we know he's not a Caucasian character. Right. But okay. That adds to my what I'm saying. The character did a good job.
Right.
Then what's the issue with it?
Right. Aang was okay portrayed. It was the writing, the directing, the one character, the white girl in it, and she was
the waterbender.
I guess she was the daughter of somebody.
The waterbender.
Yeah, she was the actress was the daughter of somebody, and they kind of had to put her in it. From what I understand,
they didn't have to, but they did it because of that.
Yeah,
right.
But they did the same reason why we have terrible Resident Evil movies, just because they're married to each other. Or were married to each other.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So that's the only reason that she's existing in the Resident Evil world. The main character, Alice, the main character, Resident Evil, which the movies are entertaining, but they are suck with the storyline of Resident Evil.
I only saw the first two movies, and I've never really played. I'm not a gamer myself.
All right.
So that's another reason why I'm really glad you're here, because you're an anime fan. You're a gamer, so you see more of this than I do. Now, I know comics, but I haven't read comics in 10 years either. And there was racial bending in comics, which I don't mind, because it's like, okay, this is a different universe. Cool. Or it's someone else picking up the mantle. That's not the same as completely changing. Although, they did make Loki a girl at some point, and it's the same Loki, but... That's also the god of mischief, and in the mythology, Loki does that too. But they did
the same thing with Thor.
Right, but I didn't read it, so I don't know how they did it. So I don't want to assume. Well,
making Thor a female was fairly recent, but
fairly recent. But
Thor in the comic book, Thor is it's not an actual person. It is, but he inhabits a human, because Thor has inhabited multiple humans, Donald Blake, and then there was another one. So if he inhabited a female, okay, cool, because there's already that mythos in the comic where that's what he does. Not in the Ultimate world, but the normal world.
It's not too many whitewashes, really, other than... It's
maybe
more,
not so much recently, but there was, 10, 20, 30 years ago, there was a lot more. Like one of my favorite movies, The Warriors. All but, two characters were white. Meanwhile, in the book, majority of them were Hispanic and black.
You know what? I just came across that information about a month or so ago. Mm-hmm. You're right.
I have the book hanging out here somewhere.
You're right. I guess the simple answer that a lot of these crybabies don't want to hear, and I'm sorry if I'm calling you, I'm not calling you in particular a crybaby, unless you want
to. If you're a crybaby, feel free to comment. Unless you already did.
I would love to hear what you crybabies have to say more about me calling you a crybaby, because... If you're that upset about it, then it's true.
Well, I
want to
hear opinions.
But yeah, opinions.
I do enjoy it, because, I watch a lot of these reviews, and when, they say, oh, well, they whitewashed this. And it's like, you know what? Well, they did. I just personally don't get offended. But sometimes the reasons, more you think about them, more it's like it's more of an excuse.
And I see it as... It's just been America. That's what America does. That's a straightforward answer that a lot of people probably ain't gonna want to hear. But that's just keeping it real. It's America.
To me, it has to do with the plot. Going back to Death Note, they're moving it from Japan to America, so that makes sense that not everybody is Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And apparently Asian audiences, from what I understand, from what I read, they feel the same way. It's Americans that are getting upset.
Yeah, I've read that. Like, in Japan, they don't really care.
But Ghost in the Shell, it still took place in Japan. Although, in the mythos, there's a lot of racial blending in the mythos. But the mother was Asian.
But also with it coming to... But to the States, first of all, it's a anime. I guess I can pull from this is that you have moviegoers and you have gamers, and most of the gamers are also anime watchers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fans.
So, the fans, basically. So you can't expect the anime or the animation to be what the moviegoers, they're trying to appease the moviegoers in the States, not appease the fans, because none of us ever trying to appease them.
To come out.
They want the fans to come, yes. They want the fans to come, but you hear more crying from the fans than you do the moviegoers, because the people going to...
Almost vice versa.
Well, I say that because my dad, he's a movie buff. Mm-hmm. I'm a movie buff, but I'm also a gamer and a person who loves anime. Every anime or game made for the big screen or live action sucked nearly. Mm-hmm. And it's only due to the fact that I know the history of where that came from. I know the storyline of where that came from. So they're not trying to appease me because I know it already. And plus, they already have a whole other series for it. They're trying to appease the movie buffs, the movie goers. Like my dad, if he was to watch this Death Note movie, mm-hmm. he might get a kick out of it because he has absolutely zero idea about this story.
Right.
Yeah. I watch it. I'm like, well, that's not what he did. And then on top of that, where did he even come from? He's not even in the series at all. Stuff like that.
Yeah, but sometimes it adds to it, too. Batman the Animated Series created several villains, including Harley Quinn, which was so popular they added into the comic book.
Yes.
Yep. So, I mean, I feel like if you are transferring mediums, one, it has to change somehow because it's different mediums.
True,
Different media, because media is a plural of medium. So mediums, whatever, anyways.
I get what you're trying to say.
You get, some changes have to be made normally, not all the time. Sometimes you get a very direct, translation, but it doesn't always happen. And sometimes, we're talking about Walking Dead, the translation from the comic book to the movie, Robert Kirkland was able, that's his name, right? Kirkland?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so Robert Kirkland was able to correct a couple things that he felt was a mistake, like Rick Grimes losing a hand. He was like, why did I ever do that?
I was shocked as heck when I seen that. I was like, whoa!
That he never lost his hand in the... And they teasing us in the series. They keep saying, oh, you're going to lose a hand.
Yes.
You're not.
I like that, though. I like that. I like the tease.
It is a nod. Yes. It is definitely a nod. We see a lot of characters that change racially, and I'm okay with it as long as it makes sense to the plot. We were talking about one that I didn't like because it didn't make sense to the plot, and that was Fantastic Four. Once again, our video version is way different than the audio version. If you're watching the video version, you'll see on our tables a bunch of Marvel toys, and once again we have our VHS of the old 60s cartoon of Fantastic Four, the one that actually features Magneto, which you will never see a Fantastic Four Magneto movie right now
because of rights.
Yeah, several of them.
Right, which is crazy. This is so crazy.
But in the Fan-Fortastic, they made the Human Torch black, which I don't have a problem with that, but you also have to make his sister, which should be his sister biologically.
Yeah.
Because that's so much part of the plot in the comics, is that there's supposed to be a family.
Yes.
I didn't get that from that movie. Mm-mm. I did not feel a sense of family from those four.
What I can get a sense of what...
do was make both of them black. That I would have zero problems with. I actually would love to see a black Sue Storm. We saw a Hispanic one, but we never saw...
Yeah, I do understand that it's going to be tons of rebirths, reimagines, because we got new generations coming up here. But at the same time, I feel like skip the new generation. let them have their own things. Don't mess up what we grew up with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what we grew up with, some things have been changed so many times. I mean, like I'm a comic fan. Mm-hmm. What my father grew up in comics is way different from what I have in comics. Of course, my father was a DC fan, but that's beside the point.
Yeah, yeah. Your dad didn't love you. DC? No.
We're obviously Marvel fans on like, this show.
Like, how can you... You mess it with the bloodline, Pops.
I can't say too much because it's, one of our previous episodes, we had one of his best friends on the show, which has fully talked about his love for DC, but yet he airbrushed the first airbrush poster of Silver Surfer. So, I mean...
That's cool. Hey, again, yes, I love DC a lot more. I mean, I love Marvel a lot more than DC, as you can tell. But
video version different than the audio version. You're right. He's wearing a Marvel hat and a Frieza shirt.
And a Frieza, sorry, that's my love for Dragon Ball in anime, which is he's my favorite villain from Dragon Ball. Mm-hmm. But I can. I want to go back to the whole whitewashing thing.
Okay.
Not whitewashing thing. What you said, I can't remember exactly word for word what you said, but. Also, what I get a sense of when it comes to the big screen versus the anime series, first of all, it's going to be hard trying to put an anime series within, let's just give it a 2-hour run span on the big screen. It's going to be very hard.
I don't know if we've actually seen that successfully done. I mean, I liked Ghost in the Shell. I thought that was...
I have yet to
see it. I thought it was higher than mediocre. I enjoyed it. Most reviews I get from it are from, you know, you got the extremists on both sides, but a lot of them are meh. I enjoyed it. I thought it was, the anime itself was more psychological than it was action. And people went into it thinking action when what they got was a very good, you know, story of what may happen when we merge technology with biology.
Yeah, but that goes from the
it's
movie.
It's more of a drama than an action, and people don't expect that. They're thinking it's going to be an action. They're like, oh, it's going to be an anime thing. No, it's live action. It's a drama. All an anime means is it's based on a cartoon in
Japanese
Japan.
Cartoon.
Or a a comic book.
But I feel like that's the moviegoers. That's what they're trying to appease. The moviegoers don't know nothing about that. They just know it's a movie coming out that action-packed. That's all. And they're trying to appease them versus... us.
I mean, everything I can think of, it's an older movie.
But but you can also, again, America, you can expect that.
Right. I mean, a lot of things that they did in those older movies, like Breakfast at Tiffany's, where they had that horrible Asian stereotype played by a white man, pass today. They just simply wouldn't do that today. There's a lot of things in movies, you know, you look at a lot of 80s movies, you know, things that heroes done that are morally midline and people cheered in the 80s. Today, people watch some of the stuff. I'm thinking about Revenge of the Nerds. I'm not going to go into exactly things that they did, but you could not do that today.
No.
A lot of the things they did, you could not do that today because our morals have changed. They might have...
I just say they're not afraid to show their crab baby side. I'm just saying, I keep going... Okay. I keep saying the crab baby, but that's all I see when I... In the media, that's all I see. Like...
obviously, there's things that if they were to do it... You could totally get behind the protesters. Like, if let's say, now this is an obvious thing that no one would ever in their right mind do. But I'm going to say, because it would be an example of you just messed up. If they decide to cast white people in the role of Roots. You couldn't do that.
Makuma
Kente could not be played by a horrible actor. You know what's his name from the first Transformers? Shia LaBeouf, because he's the only idiot that would attempt to do that.
You know what? You're right. He probably is the only one who would attempt that.
He's the only idiot.
But speaking of that. Have you heard about the Michael Jackson movie that they're coming out with?
Yeah.
It's I did not know this.
Supposedly a white guy is playing Mike Jack.
Yep. There was a...
And people are getting heated over it.
Well, he in his later years is, but still you think that?
But they not before.
You can't do that. But well, if they go through the younger years,
if they do that, yes,
they which they have to because of Jackson 5. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. His younger years are really important.
Yes, very.
He's got to be portrayed by a black, you know, child actor.
Yes,
in his older years, I'd much rather him. You know, just give me a good actor.
That's what I've been trying to say this whole show.
Me a really good actor, but on the same token, don't cast somebody just because they're white, just because they're black.
Yes.
It was a big
whoops about Egypt's a god. Is it Egypt a god?
Gods of Egypt.
It was a big whoop about that because there was no black in there. Even though it was one black character, just one, the guy who played... Oh my goodness! I have him right here.
Does Black he die Panther. In it?
Like, of course. Why you ask that American question? That's an American question right there, man.
It's one of those stereotypes that just needs to go. And how deep that stereotype is, I did a video, and I've talked about this video several times in the show. I did a video that was for a competition. It was super campy. It was for university. It was Nerf hoarders versus zombies. You know, it wasn't even about Nerf for zombies. It was a competition showing off the dorms at the university. Super campy. That doesn't show anybody transform into zombies or anybody actually die other than shooting zombies with Nerf or lack of Nerf, pretending they're shooting them with Nerf. And in the comments, not the most commented thing, but one of the easily top 10 most commented things was, oh, hey, the black guy didn't die. Or I don't want to sound racist, but didn't kill off the black guy. Oh my! Oh wow! And I went through and looked at the profiles, and it was people of all races that said this. And
but
it's such a stereotype.
But it's true though.
And Walking Dead does it too. And I absolutely hate Walking Dead. Needs to stop doing that because whenever another black person walks on screen, I'm like, no. But I like this guy. I like Sasha. We can't replace her yet.
Yes.
Why are they doing that?
Because it's too many blacks at one time.
No.
But that's the harsh reality. That's the harsh reality of it. Yeah. Can we get a little bit real, more real in here? Sorry, I'm not trying to offend people on purpose.
It's not real life.
From the very beginning of horror movies is not in real life.
But it's an extension of belief. You have to have an extension of belief, and to me, that extension is. You know, depending on what it is. Obviously, if it's a B horror movie, my extension of belief has got to go bigger. If it's a kids movie, I have to have a larger extension of belief. But the reasons I like so many movies I do is because I do like see something that's relatable.
Okay, well, first of all, we ain't going to be in a situation like that anyway to even get killed. Then that's not realistic.
I was about to ask, when's the last time you killed a zombie? I wasn't going to work.
But
I'm not allowed to talk about that. One thing I gotta say is I'm holding a mini mate, which is a Lego ripoff type thing, of Nick Fury from the 60s, where he's the white James Bond type character, and in the Ultimate Reality they turned him black, looking really, really like Samuel L. Jackson, which is one way they got Samuel L. Jackson in the movies, because that was always part of their plan.
If I recall right, I think their whole plan from the beginning of Ultimate Universe, they did that on purpose.
Yes.
If I recall them right. Oh, okay, so you know about that. Yeah.
Yeah, they made every character sort of look like a celebrity, and they didn't really know what celebrity to make Bruce Banner look like, and that's actually a joke in the comics. Oh. And he kind of looks like Steve Buscemi, even though they knew they could never get Steve Buscemi. Because he's kind of older. Character I want to bring up is another one that's been getting a lot of controversy. And that's Iron Fist. the Netflix TV show, which a lot of people had issues with the actor. And I gotta admit, when I first saw the actor in the first episode, I was like, how do they cast this guy? He has this weird blonde poofy haircut. He does not come off as a kung fu master. He does not come off as anything, you know, like, but this guy looks weird as heck.
Is the real Iron Fist a Kung Fu master, or did he just get it bestowed upon him?
He has to be a master of a skill level before he can be able to. They choose who's gonna go and face the dragon to become the Iron Fist.
So he knew martial arts before then.
It's the whole going to another dimension and living amongst. Now, part of his character is he's an outsider.
Yeah.
He got, you know, he found himself in this area, and had to adapt to it. And then he became the Iron Fist. He rose above everything, you know, as much as he could. He was driven to become the Iron Fist. And then he goes back to his homeland when he's able to. And then now he's an outsider there. So he's a constant outsider. Now, some of the controversies, well, now that we're in modern times, let's make him Asian because he probably would have been Asian. But part of the original storyline was he was always an outsider. And he was the only white person there in an Asian culture. Even them were outsiders because it was a different dimension from, you know.
So they don't want to say that part, though.
No.
Yeah.
No, most of these people never even read the comic.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Moviegoers. Right. But yeah, I hear what you say. I thought it was the other way around. I thought it was he was just a person who just got powers bestowed upon him. Now he is. Just, I knew he had to do the whole dragon thing. I knew about that. But as far as being martial arts skilled or combat skilled ready, I thought that was just like, well, you're Iron Fist and now you're Neo. You know what I'm saying?
So wrapping up, we're talking about racial bending, changing the culture. What was it called? Culture bending. Whitewashing. In the end, we just care about the plot. You know, there's times where it makes sense with the story, and also we just want a good actor. And we're not saying it doesn't happen. It does happen. And I think it's part of the reasons why I like a lot of independent movies where they are free of, oh, we need to draw the biggest buck. Really, Hollywood doesn't know how to draw the biggest buck. Sometimes they are able to do that, but, you know, just by drawing the biggest buck doesn't make a good movie. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Michael Bay. Okay, so with me today is Donnie from
Whatever talk anime, whatever talk gaming, whatever talking to myself.
And where can they find that? Do you have a website? Or
I don't have a website, but the main show is on Podomatic.com and the spinoff shows that's not whatever.
And they can find this if they go to Facebook and look up.
Oh, of course. Talk. Yes. I'm sorry about that. Facebook, Whatever Talk Group, or no, Whatever Talk Podcast Group. Also, I just made a like page, or Whatever Talk like page, and I'm throwing up random stuff in the past, and of course putting the new stuff up there now as they come out. So go to Whatever Talk and like the stuff, like the page, join the group. You know, we talk about whatever, hence the name Whatever Talk. And plus, you know, I hope you're not that sensitive, even though the group is not that, but the show is not. We're not holding back on the show. So, don't be a crybaby. But hey, I prefer crybabies because, like I just said on my radio show, I do radio also. If it wasn't for the crybabies, you probably wouldn't have nothing to talk about. Because if you all, agree with me, then cool. So we need somebody to cry. So thanks, crybabies.
And it's always All About William
from allaboutwilliam.com.
And I'm Toden from Toden.com, YouTube.com/Toden. YouTube.com/Toden K, Toden.com. And you can catch William Nye and hopefully Mark as well at BolaCon in July and Steampunk Con, which is on when the
same day. July 15th, yep.
July 15th. So yep. BolaCon is July 14th, 15th, and 16th. Maybe we could convince Don to come and join us at one of these.
Yes,
I'm looking at your happy son. I could tell he likes bowling. All you can bowl for $10, and it's a Comic-Con on top of that. And I'm sure at least some of those people will like DC Comics.
He might not be a good bowler, but he liked throwing the ball down the lane.
Yeah, there will be a Freddy Krueger lookalike, our good friend who we've seen a lot of comms. He'll be around there. It's a great time. So again, that's BullaCon, July 13th, 14th, 15th, or 14th, 15th?
14th, 15th, and 16th.
Okay. On the weekend. And on that Saturday, the 15th, we'll also be at Steampunk, Motor City Steampunk Con.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And I hope you enjoyed our conversation.